The autumn wind is a pirate.
Welcome, Raider Nation, to the Raider Nation podcast. I am your host, Raider Greg, and the Raiders went down hard in Kansas City. Well, not really. We should have won this doggone game, and I'm going to tell you why on this show, show 479. Well, before I start the show, there's a couple announcements that I have. One of them is Jeff Fisher, as everyone knows, is fired. Well, no doubt. He was a nice guy. My wife loved the way he looked on the sideline. That is about it. As a coach, his record really sucked. So, no surprise. Nice talking to you, Jeff. You can go back fishing and hunting, the things that you really love most. On a somber note, I have to say this because it's really touched Randy and I. Dave McCall, the founder of the RaiderCast, him and a guy named Poindexter, who started the show back in 2005, a month before we started our show. I didn't even realize they had a show, but it didn't matter to me because I was just going to do my thing and see how long it went. Dave McCall, a class act. Had great shows, had a lot of fun. We had a lot of times together, a lot of times apart. It was kind of a competition of sorts, but a good, healthy competition because this is also Raider fans giving Raider fans news. That is a great place to come from because we don't come from a place of hate, as you know for sure, by listening to my show and to their show as well. They stopped podcasting, I believe. I'm not sure the year, but it kind of fell off. I can totally understand that. It's a very difficult thing to keep going. Trust me, Randy and I know this. It's not easy doing a show a week for as long as we've been on the air. My hat goes off to the RaiderCast as well, but my heart really goes out to Dave McCall and his family. Great guy, class act, a soft-spoken dude, all the way. Now, nothing but respect, mad respect for Raider Dave McCall. Rest in peace, my brother. May God rest on your soul. May he support your family and lift them up in this time of pain. All right, with that said, let's get into this Chiefs game because the Condiments had no business winning this game. Now, in a game that you expect to win, because I did, the Raiders lost 21-13 with, count them, three turnovers from the Chiefs. Here, take three chances to score one of the most prolific offenses in the NFL and beat us. And we could not capitalize on those three turnovers. Our defense did their job. Some would argue that, but not me, because I know they stood up there. There were three and out after three and out after three and out. Heck, we had more first downs than the other team. We had time of possession was equal. Three turnovers with our offense should have meant that we win the game. Derek Carr was the worst I've seen him yet, period. He threw terrible passes all over the field, behind, high, low. I don't know where this kid was, but he wasn't there at the game. But Latavius Murray in the running game put up 135 yards. Why did we not run the ball more? It's Musgrave. Yeah, he's getting a lot of kudos for the game he wins, but this is a winnable contest that this hammerhead should have had well in hand after the half. The fact that we continued to pass the ball, and incidentally, on third and one, when we've been running the ball 4.4 yards average per carry, he throws two passes that we have not been making all game long. That is crappy coaching.
every football pundit will ever tell you that when it comes to playoff football, if you're able to run the ball in November, December, you can have success. That's why they want balance. That's why you don't need to get too happy with these pass-happy offenses. I remember Peyton Manning didn't always have great games in Denver when it was really cold or outside of it. So it puts a lot of pressure on the quarterback. And this is just one of those days where Derek Carr didn't complete a lot of his passes, had a number of drops, but the collective effort wasn't there in the passing game, and the Raiders came up short.
Yeah, Link, I agree with you, and I thought Latavius could have been used more. I thought he ran as hard as I've ever seen the guy ran behind his pads, moving the pile.
This game hangs right on Musgrave's ass. And I'm telling you right now, the defense did exactly what they're supposed to do. Special teams did their job, except for the one time that they kicked the ball to Hill. This guy's a speedster. They knew it. And, of course, he burned him. Bad move on that. And the fact that we kicked it to him the second time after that penalty was just – and Marquette King blew that one for sure.
The penalty that hurt the most was the Gabe Holmes play on special teams where he went out of bounds. You guys re-kick to Tyreek Hill, 78-yard punt return. King left the ball in the middle of the field. He's such a good directional punter. Was that a miskick, Coach?
It was. It was a miss. We didn't want to be down the middle at all against that guy. He's a very dangerous punt returner. And, you know, it was a questionable call when we had to re-kick. But we did. We had to re-kick. And doggone it, if we didn't leave that ball in the middle of the field where a guy that's really dangerous got another crack at us.
He was good, man. He's one of the fastest cats I think I've ever seen on a football field. Like, he's in Ted Ginn Jr. world-class speed kind of territory, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He's, you know, you have guys that you look around the league and you say, this guy's fast. This guy's fast. Well, this guy's very, very fast.
Who's the fastest guy on your team? First name that pops up.
I'm not sure. Who's the fastest guy on our team, Will? Tywan Jones.
Well, he had it ready to go. he didn't even hesitate, Tywan Jones.
Yep.
But this was a totally winnable game. The offense was missing because the play calling was missing. Carr went for 109 yards in a divisional playoff game is just not getting it done.
We're back on 95.7 The Game. Every Monday we talk to the quarterback of the Silver and Black. Derek Carr joins us. And Derek, coming off the Thursday night loss in Kansas City, knew right after the game, the fans knew that you'd own it after that, own the loss and your performance. What changed after you looked at the film, looking back at that loss and your big takeaways from that game?
Yeah, you know, it was one of those days, man. You know, we went out there and it was just flat. For whatever reason, we were doing things that we don't normally do. It sucks that it had to be that day. You know, you always wish that it could be another day, you know, probably earlier in the season, but you know, some days you're going to have one. You know, it's okay to have a day like that, you know, every now and then. It just reminds us that we're all human. But at the same time, you know, we need to bounce back, and I know that we will.
For Kansas City in that game, and especially the back end of that secondary and the way they came into the game wanting to take away the deep ball, looking back at that game, was it that difficult to get the ball downfield, or they just were scheming against that and it was tough to get it over the top on them?
You know, it was a little bit of both. You know, you have to give a lot of credit to their players. I thought that they played extremely well. You know, they had a, you know, backup corners in and, you know, things like that, and I thought that, you know, they did an extremely good job, you know, and usually we, you know, better at taking advantage of those kind of things. And for whatever reason, you know, they just did a better job than us. And, you know, it's something that'll stick with us. It's something that I can guarantee you motivated the heck out of us. And, you know, I know that we're still a good football team, and I know that we can still do a lot of good things.
Derek Carr is our guest. You talked a lot about the pinky. We move on from that, but one other question about that game. Is it fair for people to question the fact that even though the pinky is good and you say it's good, playing in extreme cold weather, that an injury like that might react differently? Or is it all behind you, you're 100% and ready for San Diego?
You know, I feel like I'm 100%. You know, it didn't affect me in Buffalo. You know, obviously didn't affect me, you know, when I came back in against Carolina, you know. So, you know, I will never make an excuse. You know, I should have played better, and moving forward, I know that we will.
Is the conspiracy theory fair on the spider wire on that pass to Amari and what happened? What did you think about it when you let the ball go? Because watching on TV, it definitely looked like the ball changed direction about 5 feet above his head.
Yeah, it definitely changed direction. Because when I threw it, in my head I said a six, that's a touchdown. I knew it was. I threw it and Coop was going to catch it, and he had a good distance between him and the next defender. He was gone, and it definitely changed. You could tell by his reaction, at the end of the play, as the ball was coming down. So it's crazy, how things work out. We had a lot of missed opportunities like that, but it is what it is, man. We just have to own it and deal with it and move on.
Let's move on to San Diego, where they're the most injured team in the NFL. They have 17 players on injured reserve compared to your team that has six. And they're coming off a game against Carolina where they had five turnovers from their quarterback, three interceptions, and two lost fumbles for Phillip Rivers. But I know how much you respect this rivalry and that other quarterback and how he's a gamer, and he gets up for the game. You know the energy level from Rivers coming out of the tunnel will be sky high.
Absolutely. Yeah, you hit it on the head. That's the thing about, the NFL. Obviously he's going to come off a rough one also. Get games, plays that he probably wish he had back and things like that. So are we, so it's just the NFL, man. You watch the NFL and you see all these, really good quarterbacks having some off days and offenses not scoring as many points and defenses that usually stop everybody giving up points. And it just reminds you, man, that, in this league, man, anything can happen. So you have to prepare for this game just like you prepare for all of them. Injuries or not, turnovers or not, they're still, Phillip Rivers is still a Hall of Fame type quarterback. He's put up the numbers to do it. He's one of the best ever play. They have talent all over their defense, first round picks everywhere. So, we have to prepare as hard as we can and go out and compete our tails off against them.
They have some ball hawks out there. We saw that in that game, and Casey Hayward broke up a bunch of passes thrown into coverage there, and it seems like they're very athletic also. With all the injuries we've talked about, Bosa's in concussion protocol, Melvin Gordon's hip, but what they do on the back end, do you think it's similar to Kansas City and other teams where they have guys who are going to want to jump routes and obviously play the deep ball because that's their strength? They're very athletic at the cornerback position.
Yeah, you're exactly right. They're very athletic at corner, and that's without Verrett. So they still have so much talent. Casey Hayward's a great player. I don't think he gets nearly enough credit as he should. Last year I even thought so when he wasn't in San Diego. I thought, man, this guy's a really good player. He was playing more of the nickel spot and things like that. But now that he's in San Diego and getting his chance to play outside more and things like that, he's really taken it and ran with it. So he's a good player. Their safeties are very, very rangy, like to, come down and hit receivers, try and take their feet out, when they leave the ground and things like that. So it's going to be a lot of contested catches, but, I know that especially after the week we had, we're willing and able to make those catches and, make those throws to, go out there and compete against them.
Yeah, I was talking to a sports talk host over the weekend about what the atmosphere could look like down there, and he told me off the record and on the record, he said, use it for the show, is that, Charger fans understand that the Raiders are a playoff team now, and a lot of Charger fans are upset. And I don't get into relocation with you, and we don't talk about that because we concentrate on football and the X's and O's. But the way that the L.A. Raider fans, the Oakland Raider fans, and the global Raider Nation travels to the San Diego game long before you were the quarterback, it's incredible. And I expect this crowd maybe to be the biggest Raider crowd that we've ever seen in the regular season. Do you expect that?
I absolutely do. I think our fans are excited. We've had so far a 10-win year, which is amazing, which hasn't happened in, forever, obviously. Here, I think I was in elementary school last time it happened. And, I think that, for our fans to be able to have that and to just soak it up and just to see that, we're going in the right direction, we're heading the right way, I fully expect for our fans to, show up in a great way. And like you said, in ways that we probably haven't ever seen before.
Celestial Assembly was out, of course, with an illness. Can't do anything about that. I'm sure if he would have been in there, they would have had more confidence in running the game. But we were running the game just fine. We were running the ball just fine without him. I don't know why they went away from the run because we have one player out on an injury or sick. I mean, Travis Kelce did exactly what I thought he was going to do and everybody else. But, and let's not forget, injuries at this particular point of the season, it's a long 16 games, folks, and a Thursday night game is no joke. A lot of these guys are beat up already. And when you come into Thursday, it's not pretty. Nobody likes it. And also you have to play in a short week coming off that too. Not a real good, you know, don't get me started on Thursday night football. I think it's a ham hock. It's a money loser for the NFL because they couldn't even, they started it as a money maker and they kept it to themselves like it was going to be some pot of gold. And halfway through the season, they tried to sell it to two networks who said, forget about it because it doesn't pull the ratings. Well, no joke, because Thursday night football is a loser. I'll say it's a loser a million times. It's a loser. Add another game to a Sunday or a Monday night. Let's move on because the Thursday thing, it ain't happening. That's for sure. Now, we missed a field goal, of course. Andy Reid didn't try any real trickster moves, which I thought he was going to do. He's pretty conservative in this play, in this place. But we hurried Alex Smith. The defense did their job.
They are moving Mac around more.
Yeah.
And they're coaching him up to not just sack the quarterback, sack the football.
Yeah.
Go get the ball. The strip he had on Alex Smith, that's what we're talking about.
Right.
And his swipe and stab move where he just lifts you up with one hand and the other hand comes around to get the ball. So he is really starting to come through as a premier edge rusher. Irvin is Irvin. But if you could ever move him inside, have Alden outside with Khalil. And what I would love about it was you could move Khalil around, have him stand up and walk around, have him line up right over the head of the center. Dear God, they crap their pants before they snap the ball.
It was the offense that was fully inept and unable to move the ball. The million times they've had an opportunity to make a score or make a first down, I just don't get it. Why are we so pass happy? We have got to be more flexible. If we're going to the playoffs, there's a prime example of how to lose a playoff game because this was a playoff game and we lost it. We lost it because we are too conservative and we wanted to play on our strengths in the past. A good coach uses all the weapons that he has at his disposal, not just the ones he likes because they're shiny and bright and pretty and people like them. The running game is not exciting. The running game is boring at some points, but the running game would have won this game for the Oakland Raiders. I have absolutely no doubt about it. The coaching blew this. Del Rio pretty much said it.
We got Jack Del Rio here on 95.7 The Game. I know that you drive yourself crazy if you play the what we should have done game on a Monday after you play, but with the passing game as hampered as it was for whatever reason, the pinky, the conditions, the whatever. Are you upset that you didn't commit more to the run? Might that have happened if KO had been playing?
Well, you do 20. The looking back, the hindsight is 20/20. And as a staff, we are a little, I would say, disappointed in ourselves for not getting more big boy ball going. Get in there and grind it out a little bit more. Yeah, weather game. Quarterback wasn't red hot, obviously. The run game was going pretty good. I've really, looking back, we'd like to have fed it more, including that third and one late in the game. And but you don't get those do-overs. You don't get those. And I'm not afraid to sit here and say, yeah. We look back, we say, doggone it. We probably should have got that going more.
I'm telling you, and that is the honest evaluation, and the fact that you share that with us is why we appreciate you appearing with us, Coach. A lot of guys would swallow that thought. Thank you for being open and honest.
And, I mean, I can't even believe that we lost this game. With three turnovers, that's a win for the Oakland Raiders. We could not get out of our way to move the football because we did not get in the way of the Kansas City Chiefs with the running game. We could have run this down their throat, and then the short passes would have opened up a lot more. I mean, bad coaching is the exact – I'm not going to call it just that. Bad coaching on the offense was the exact loss of this contest. That is all I can say about that. Musgrave blows. I know he's had some good games. I know that people are going to get on my rear end because I'm always calling for people to get fired. But Musgrave, they got to find someone who knows how to run an offense, or the coach better step in and say, no, 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 that's not what we're going to do here. We have to run it more. I don't know what has to happen, but somebody has to check this guy and check him hard through the game, because this game was our win, a game to win, and we let them have it, putting us now in the fifth spot in the playoff chase. Instead of being number one or number two, we're now number five. So we're going to have to play these Chiefs again, and I know without any doubt we could beat them. We beat them this day. We just didn't come out with the points, but let me tell you, we beat the Chiefs. They are lucky to get out of this game with the W. They know it, and we know it. So the next time we see these punks, we're going to put it to them. That is a fact. I guarantee it. And that is all I have to say about that. All right, Raider Nation, the Oakland Raiders are headed to, you know it, South Oakland, baby.
Teams in the AFC West, right here in California, but there's only one that's considered the best. That's why this here is our home. Down in San Diego, where the Chargers reside, on Riverside, Pomona, Long Beach, LA. Raider fans from all around, pack up your bags. We're gonna take a trip for a home game. Let's go.
Oakland Raiders head down to, well, what is San Diego for this particular time, because they are having a hard time getting the stadium deal done, just like we are. Their bond measure went down in a ball of flame, so they're looking at moving to Los Angeles. What a great treat. McCoy's on the hot seat. San Diego Chargers are a mess. They're full of injuries. They're a wounded lion. Don't take them for granted, because these guys have been coming up just a little bit short by a field goal or less in every game this season. This is a potent offense with Antonio still around. I thought this guy would be put away a couple of years ago, but he's still making plays. And Rivers, cry me a river, is still putting the ball out there and doing a pretty good job. Joey Bosa has been injured, but he's coming back. They got a couple. Melvin Gordon probably going to play because he got a little injury. Brandon Flowers probably going to play as well. He was injured. It's this time of year, man. It's this time of year. But Mike McCoy looks like he's got the deer in the headlights. Look like he's going to be replaced before the move to wherever. And the San Diego Chargers, being a record of 5-8. Are not really looking like the team that they could be. They've got a lot of talent. They can hurt anybody and win any game at any time. Which comes to my point. The Raiders should not take these guys for granted and go down there and dismantle the Chargers. This is a must-win contest in the division. We cannot play around anymore. We must stack these wins up big time. We've got the Chargers coming up as well. And I'm telling you, we're going to play the Chiefs again. So let's just take the Chargers out of the program early and often. This is a game that they would love to knock us out of the playoffs. This is the game we would love, because we have for the last 10 years. Anytime we can knock one of our opponents out of the playoffs, that's a big game for us, because we had nothing else to play for, and that's where they are in this contest. Yeah, Mike McCoy is looking for his job. He's trying to win his job back. I don't know if he's going to get it. He's not doing much for this team. General manager, it's kind of a stale place because of where they are. They're nowhere. They're in no man's land like the Raiders, but they're not playing like that. They're playing pretty good football, and they could hurt us if we allow that whole losing schedule or their record to make us go to sleep. Now, their running back is injured, but he's potent. Like I said, they got Brandon Flowers. He's no joke. Melvin Gordon's no joke when he's playing. Antonio Gates, he plays hard, and Rivers gets the ball to anybody at any time. We've got to put the pressure on Rivers, stop him. The O-line is battered and bruised and full of holes. We should be able to put the pressure on Rivers for some turnovers. They had 5 turnovers against the Panthers. 5. So they're not going to repeat that, I don't think. But we got to get at least 2. I'd love to see 2 or 3, but we got to take this ball away from these guys a couple times and smack them down. This has got to be a statement game for the Raiders in the division, man. It's not about feeling bad for Rivers or anything else. It's about showing the other teams in the division that we ain't playing. That we lost one game to the Chiefs. We're coming back here. We're going to start pushing people around, and I mean it. Coleccio Assembly is back in the line. Everyone's pretty healed up. Derek Carr's not going to play in the cold weather, so there should be no reason for that. Crabtree has a finger injury or a wrist injury as well. He's been dropping balls. I don't know what Cooper's problem is. Seems to be coming up the same time every year. Look, man, this is the time we have to stand up and play our best football. Romo's been saying it. I agree 100%.
Next 3 games, obviously Chargers, Indianapolis Colts on Christmas Eve, and then they finish with Denver. What do you need to see out of the Raiders here going into the playoffs?
You know what? I need to see 60 minutes of good football. Because sure. If they're going to make any kind of a run in the playoffs, they have to be playing really good football. You can't have the offense playing well one game, or the offense playing great for a half, then they stink it up for half. Then you have the defense playing a quarter well. When the offense is making plays, the defense is playing well, and everybody, they're feeding off of the offense. Or you have the defense, like in Kansas City, plays a hell of a game. Play probably one of their best games of the season, and you know, the offense, you know, S-H-I, you know what, the bed.
You have to go into the playoffs playing your best 60 minutes of football. Not sketchy, not good in the third, not good in the fifth, not good in the second. I mean, you got to be good 1, 2, 3, and 4 and go home with a W. That's how teams enter the playoffs hot. Once you get into the playoffs, nobody has a score above you. This is your ticket to the Super Bowl. It's very serious at this point of the season. We have to stack all these wins. We got to get 3. We got to get 3 of these, folks, and hopefully all 3 against division teams. We got to beat the Colts. We got to beat the Broncos. We got to beat the Chargers. We got to beat all 3 of these teams. That's all there is to it. We have to stand on these guys' neck to go to the next level if we want to have a chance to really do some damage in this playoff season. I think we can. Our defense is playing excellent. I don't know where the offense went. Musgrave needs to get a checkup, man. He needs to get some kind of counseling or whatever, because if he calls a game like he called last week, we're not going to win. We're not going to win the conservative game against the Chargers. They'll go out all out and take chances left and right, and they'll beat us. Mr. Conservative, we're ahead by a field goal. He just shuts the team down. Okay, we don't have to play anymore. With eight minutes left in the game, we don't have to play. We'll just hang on to this three. That's Musgrave. You guys know it. You guys have seen it. This offense better step on the throat of the Chargers and end it this Sunday. End of story. Because this is a statement game, folks. Division opponent in their house. We got to go down there and handle business. And it's Raider week in San Diego, by the way, which really means get your tickets ready for sale, because you ain't going to sell them to any Charger fans. The Raider Nation will be in the house like they always are. I mean, South Bay Raider Booster Club. And we got some videos up. Randy put them up on our site, www.RaiderNationPodcast.com. Check them out. They're fun. We had so much fun in San Diego every single time we went. Nothing but respect, mad respect for the Raider Nation in San Diego, no doubt. If you're going down there, have a great trip. Be safe. And remember, it should be louder for the silver and black than for the powder blue. And that's a fact. Jack. And that is all I have to say about that. All right, before I get into the bone line, let me just share something with you guys. You know, I've had some minor surgery here lately, so that's why the podcast is a little late. I'm trying to recover. It's been a little brutal, so any prayers are certainly accepted on any level from anyone. No one wants to go through this surgery. Long story short. And after that, I just want to send out a blessing to all that are in need, all that have these medical issues, all that have family issues in this great time of Jesus' celebrated birth. What a wonderful time we have to reflect on all the good things in our life. Jesus said to do those things in praise of him. And I'm telling you right now, even though I'm in pain, even though I have some things going on, I stand firm in my conviction that Jesus is with me. He's with all of us. And it's a special time of year. It's great to celebrate his birth and our rejoicing for our merciful God that forgives us of our sins. Amen to that. All right, let's get to the bone line. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. 1-800-620-7181. 1-800-620-7181. The Raider Nation is showing up. Just like they do. All right, who's first on the line? And our first caller is from the ATL. That is Atlanta. Love that town. Love those people. Raider Mike's in the house. What's happening, brother?
Hey, Raider Randy, Raider Gray. This is Raider Mike in the ATL, South Central Original. Man, I'm a man, so first I got to give props to Reggie, man. I dissed him on podcast 418, went in on him because he came in line and really wasn't doing a good job in the beginning. And DJ Hayden still sucks, but he did a great job getting us some good players in there, not having no crazy contracts. He's playing great. Derek Carr loved him from the beginning. I knew he would be. And Khalil Mack, the Mack man, the sack man. Strip, fumble, recovery. Game over. I love it. I called this one before, and it was a trap game to me, but we beat Buffalo. Put it where the sun don't shine. I got to love it, man. I'm feeling good out here. I'm in the ATL, man. We at the Raider Bar. Man, we it's a wonderful place to be. My son has converted. He loves the nation. It's all he talks about. It's a wonderful time to be a Raider, man, and I've suffered a long time. Been a Raider fan since the 70s, so I grew up loving them. Living that high life. We came down after 2002 when Callahan stole our Super Bowl. I think he did give it away, like Brown said. But I think we're going to be there real soon. We got a great team. The stars at the QB, and we got the best young one in the game. Believe that. Musgrave, I'm not too fond of him. Norton Jr., not too fond of him. But hopefully they'll get better. I know they're young and they need a lot to learn. But they're giving me a heart attack every week, and my heart can't take these games like it is. Just want to give everybody props, man. Hey, love the new direction of your show. I like to cuss, but that's why I wait a day after so I can get all that out of my system so I can call and make a good call. Hey, man, props to y'all. Props to the nation. Love everybody. And I'm out. Go Raiders!
That's a great call, brother. Great call, because we have to give Reggie credit. Even though he came in here and we were hemming and hawing and he got rid of some star players we thought were stars, because we've been used to so many bad players being stars on our team. That I can tell you from myself. So he cleaned it up. We got some good players. We got some good coaches. I'm telling you, I've already told you about Musgrave. I think that Del Rio's taking hold of the defense and starting to improve, but Musgrave better develop a little more, like I said. And our team's doing good, man. 10-3. I got no complaints this year, man. Not at all. And the ATL is a special place in my heart, man. They welcomed us very well when we went there and played the Falcons. What a great crowd, great group of Raider Nations in the house. It's great to know your son is involved. He's part of the nation now. He's never leaving now, bro. Thank you for the call. And our next caller is the Raider Junkie. He's in the house. This is post-Bills games, folks. Yeah, he's happy about that because it was crazy at the Coliseum. What are you saying, man?
What's up, Raider Greg? Raider Randy? The Raider Junkie checking in. How you guys doing? What an awesome football game that was on Sunday. It was electrifying. I've never seen this stadium rock so hard, so loud Sunday, that I can't even remember a game going these last 9 years that really rocked the stadium. It was definitely loud. Raider Nation showed up big time. I don't think there was an empty seat in the stadium. I think they could open up Mount Davis and sold some more tickets if they wanted to. But from that, as I came into town, I want to do a little shout-out and prayers to the Oakland victims of that fire, horrific fire that killed over 30 people. I don't even know what the count is anymore. But my prayers, my hearts go out to them because, you know, the victims, the families, friends, it affects everybody. It affected the whole city of Oakland. So that was a nice thing they had, that little moment of silence on Sunday. You know, so shout out to them, and I hope everything goes good for them and they can get past this. It's going to be hard, especially during this holiday. You know, I hate to see this during the holiday because that's been time to be with families and friends and, you know, enjoy and have the holiday experience. But with that said, though, back to the game. Like I said, it was rocking. The offense, as we know, we always do a little slow. It came out good. We hit Mari Cooper for that big play. Too bad it was called back for that, penalty. But other than that, you know, the first quarter, you know, we were kind of going back and forth. We were a little slow, but we were moving the ball. You know, we got towards halftime. You know, they started putting it on us. And next thing you know, man, maybe we were down. We were down 24-9. And everybody's starting to panic. But as Raider fans know, we don't panic because we have poise. And our quarterback has shown that. Fourth quarter is his quarter. That's when we really lighted up, and we did. You saw it, Nation, how we came back, didn't panic, we took our time, and we started making some drives with 29 unanswered points. That was fantastic. Khalil Mack was a beast, sealed the game again. I'm telling you, Raiders fans, that I think we might be hosting an AFC championship. The road to the Super Bowl could come through Oakland. I'm just saying, it could. We got a big game coming up Thursday night, 2 days, and we got to take that game. We got to pay them back. I would love to get a victory. It's going to be a tough one, short week, going back to Kansas City, cold weather and stuff. But, hey, we're a good road team. Let's see what happens. But we could finish maybe 12-4, take care of our business. Hey, we might get that first break and hold a first playoff game here in Oakland in a long time. So, Raider Nation,
I hope we make it. I hope to see you in the playoffs because that's the next time I'll be in Oakland because I will be in San Diego for the game. I hope you can go, Raider Greg. Sorry I missed you. I went to Bad Boys early, maybe a little bit too early, and then I walked around and never made it back. But shout out to you and Randy. Keep up the good work. And hope to see you in San Diego. Let's go, Raiders.
I know the Raider junkie had a blast in the house. It was a crazy game, a lot of good energy. And then we went to Kansas City and did what we did. Well, it's time to pay back San Diego for what Kansas City did to us. We got to be angry. We got to be angry and mean and fed up. This is the time you got to reach down deep. This is the time of the year that you got to make a complete game. We can't come back in the fourth quarter anymore. That's not going to hold up in the playoffs. We have to start early and end early and keep these punks on one leg the whole game. It's how people win Super Bowls, man. I'm just saying. Thanks for the call, brother. And our next caller straight out of Pomona, the Pomona Raiders in the house. What's up, brother?
Now I come from Pomona, the city of G's in California. We rock the Raiders close to the vest because we're in the West. What's up, Raider Greg, Raider Randy? This is the Pomona Raider for all those listening. I'm back. I'm right here. I'm listening. You know what I'm saying? Hearing the quick, man. You guys came quick with this podcast. Didn't give me a chance to, call in. So I'm calling because I want to say what's up. See how you guys are doing. 10-2. Repeat that shit. 10-2. Man, it's great. Now, I once said earlier when we got the Bucks or the Broncos number, even the Chargers number, the Chiefs worry me. It's supposed to be about 14 degrees over there. It's gonna be cold, but man, we gotta get this win. We get this win. Two games up on the West. One more win, we lock it in. All right. So I think the Patriots, they play the Ravens, and man, you smell that? That smells like a freaking loss for them. All right, so if we get that, man, we control our own destiny, you know? So we might own that number one seed, but we're not going to look ahead. We're going to look from behind. Hey, you know what? Might be a wild card team. We did it back then when Marcus Allen ran the table, won the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? So all good. Anything above that, above the wild card, man, that's a blessing. All good. All right, so listen to the podcast. Raider Greg, a few things I don't agree with, but, you know, I still love you, bro. You know what I'm saying? But this is what it is, right? We're on the podcast. We're all Raider family. Let's talk about some stuff. One thing I don't agree with is Marquette King, man. You're my boy. But that penalty, you cannot do. Just because we're up by a touchdown, you know, going on two touchdowns, you cannot pick up that flag. Come on, you think you don't know that flag is a penalty by picking that up and dancing with it? Cut it out. Man, they're about to hang us for less than that, bro. You know what I'm saying? Don't do that. I mean, that was as bad as when Crabtree was arguing with the fool and pointing the singer and getting a 15-yard in the first half. You know? I mean, you can't do that. The same way that we came back on them and scored 29 unanswered points and stole the momentum, that penalty right there in the past has cost us. All right, bro? So, you know, stay cool. Dance on their ass. You know what I'm saying? Do the little donkey dance. Do whatever you want to do. But don't cost us 15 yards, bro, because that could have really hurt us. I mean, stay within the compound, you know? I mean, I love Marquette King. Don't get me wrong. I love Marquette King. So, you know, just be within the compound. Don't cost us a game. I mean, that was, I think we're six, seven points up, and then you did that. I mean, our momentum was going through the roof, so it's all good, you know? But I don't like that DJ Hayden got hurt. I love how T.J. Carey stepped up, and T.J. Carey's there right now. I would love if T.J. Hayden was our fourth cornerback, because even though he's a hold king and a pass interference monster that I freaking can't stand. I love the fact that his speed and his quickness at a fourth cornerback spot and nickel and dime defense could really help us out in the playoffs. Let's see Alden Smith come back. Please, Alden Smith, come back. I see Edwards is practicing this week, and, man, I hope all goes well. And with that being said, man, I know I'm already at 3.5 minutes, man. I timed this stuff. I kept it clean. So this is the Pomona Raider, shouting out my uncle, the godfather, Manino Jr. Ortega, you know what I'm saying, once again. So shout out to Randy. You're a good-ass dude. And shout out to Raider Greg, man. You keep it going. I got a little burn on the last two episodes ago. I wasn't trying to say anything that we're trying to leave and just let us go. I was just trying to say, you know, just wean us off of this F-bombs. As you can see, I'm doing that. I'm not saying no F-bombs. So, miss all you guys. Hey, man. All you all that are Raider Nation, stick together. Man, we on a run, bro. I can't wait till we make the playoffs and, you know, keep your fingers crossed because we're about to make the Super Bowl. I'm not trying to jinx anything. I'm not trying to hurt nobody. But, man, it's looking real good right now. We have that competitiveness and we have that goal. You know what I'm saying? We have that thing that they call, you know, it's not just it's like a 6 or 7 cents. You know, we smell blood in the water, dude. We down by freaking 17, 18 points. So what? Coming back because we have the White Mamba, bro. All right, man. Raider Nation till I die, bro. One more thing, Raider Greg. I want to say thank you for recognizing the ones that were lost at the fire in Oakland. You and Raider Randy, like you said, you know, I called in halfway through the podcast and now I listen to the rest of it. So, you know, with both of you guys being firefighters, man, just hearing your voice, Raider Greg, and saying that you knew the firefighters on their face, they knew that there were people in there. And, you know, I mean, from my heart to yours, I mean, that's what real heroes do, you know. And, you know, that really touched me right there because I felt like, you know, only you guys, you know, just like the military, the Marines, when everybody's running from the fire and the fighting and the gunshots, they run to it. So that's just like you guys. I commend you guys. I want to shout out to you guys. You guys are awesome. All right, so me being an ex-raver myself, you know, me and my wife just went to one after 15 years because, you know, we have kids and everything and they're a little older. You know, the vibe at one of those parties, you got to understand, isn't people mad-dogging each other, looking for a fight, looking to grab each other's women or men. You know, the party's awesome. So it's so sad to see that, you know, a fire like that broke out to one of those parties because those people are all about just love and happiness. And, you know, heart goes up to those people. I think it's 36 people dead now. With that being said, man, it sucks. So thank you for acknowledging that. Thank you for, I don't know if it was Ray or Johnny or one of them guys that came on there and said that and acknowledged it first or the guy before him. I can't remember who it was. But, yeah, sad times, bro. Sad times. All right, well, I'm out. I say enough. Talk to you next week after we get this win from the Chiefs. All right, bro, cross your fingers. Wear your good chonies. Wear that old-ass Tim Brown jersey, LaMonica, Stabler, whoever the hell it is. Don't buy no new jerseys. It's all about the old jerseys, the ones we've been wearing for years, bro. All right, because we're Raider fans. Till we die. Come on, Raider, and I'm out. Later.
I freaking love this phone call, bro, on so many levels. First, thank you for the props for our profession and the loss of all those loved ones, those young people having a good time, because it's all about love, that's for sure. That whole culture, they ain't trying to get over or do something crazy. It was just, they were just having fun, young kids. It would have been me. It would have been you back in the day, for sure. Just a tragic loss, and I just know how the firemen feel because I know how we used to feel when that went down for us. Marquette King, I know, it was a bad move, but if he had to do something, I guess I just think I love his lighthearted approach to the game. I think that's kind of, it catches from other players. I know he got an earful from the coach because that's two penalties he had like this. He can't be having those penalties like this. I agree totally with that. And, yeah, DJ Hayden, man, he is a speedster. He's always been very close, but he does love to grab. He's a grabbing guy. It's just a habit he has not been able to break from college. He grabs the jersey. He grabs underneath. He grabs the top. And he doesn't have to if he could just learn not to grab. But, yeah, you know, not having him has TJ Carey is a stud. Amerson's become a stud. But defense is really standing tall this time of year. We need to have him on those nickel packages, like you said. I totally agree, and the special dime packages as well. I agree with that as well. But he just can't be the guy because he just can't cover a lot of these bigger receivers because he just grabs them. And on that note, I love your call, brother. Thank you for not cussing. I know it's not about all that. It's about having a family show that is appropriate for all ages of the Raider Nation. We can all listen to it together and get a good laugh and have a good run. The Raiders are doing a great job, man, and it is great to see him back. And I know you will enjoy this just as much as I do. And trust me, I do not have any new jerseys. I've got all the old ones. I got Tatum. I got, let's see, who else do I got? I got all kinds of old jerseys. Tatum, Marcus Allen. I got the classics, brother. That's who I have. And I'll wear those until these guys become classics in their own right. When they go to a Super Bowl and win it, that's when the new jerseys will be sporting in my house. That's a fact, bro. Thank you for the call, man. It's great. Great call. And our next caller is in very hostile territory this week. That's right. The San Diego Raiders in the house. What's going on there in SoCal, bro?
What's up, Raider Nation? It's the San Diego Raider calling from sunny San Diego. It's the day before the Chiefs game, and I just listened to the podcast last week. And Raider Greg, this ain't even really going to be about football, to be completely honest with you. I just want to tell you thank you, and I just want to thank God, because, you know, you've been a real vessel, and I appreciate that, because, you know, sometimes we get strayed, and we go off track, but it's all right. And I just wanted to thank you for that, being encouraging, and just letting us know God is real. Because he is. And he's got a purpose for everyone. So, with that being said, tomorrow night, Raiders in Arrowhead, Thursday night. I know I probably missed the last podcast, but, you know, it's all right. Thursday night, tomorrow, big game. I'm happy. I'm ready. Let's get to it, 11-2. Let's get to it. Raider Nation, this is the San Diego Raider saying peace.
First of all, let me thank you for the props, the phone call, and also to acknowledge that, you know, God is real. It's the realest thing out there. And I can tell by your voice, and everyone else can too, that he's real for everyone. And his forgiveness has no bounds. There's no bounds to what you can do bad that he can forgive you that very moment you ask for forgiveness. It's not to say that it's not going to affect us or affect our family or affect our life. He doesn't say that. But he does give you the peace and reassurance that that sin, it's gone. God is good, man. God is in everyone's life, whether they want to admit it or not. And yes, I am a vessel. And that's what we're all called to do, is be vessels of his word and his glory and to be lights in this place of darkness. And bro, you know, I got mad love for you. You're my Christian brother for sure. And your Raider Nation, hey man, this has been a wild trip for the Raider Nation podcast to end up here. God works crazy ways, my man. God bless you and your family this time of year, bro. And our next caller is the West Virginia Raider. He's in the house. What's up, brother?
Hey, what's going on, Raider Nation? I haven't called in for a good, probably a year or two. But I still be listening to the podcast. The biggest thing got me worried is our defense, which I think everybody knows that. And what else? Oh, hell. Cold weather. Because, you know, how the Raiders used to that California weather. But we've shown over years of how we play in cold weather. But Carr is the biggest one I'm worried about when it comes to cold weather. But I got faith in that guy, you know what I mean? So, but this Chiefs game got me really, 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 really nervous. But we're still going to throw it up here in West Virginia and party, and let's go for that big win. Either way, you know what? I'm proud of this team because, I mean, we've been dealing with the BS for how many years? Like 13 years? Yeah, so either way, you know what I mean? I'm proud of them. You know, this is what we all been waiting for. But I really don't have a name for myself, but I don't know. I guess it'd be the Raider from West Virginia or something. But all right, man. Raider Nation, out.
Well, all your concerns were absolutely true. They're the same as I had, bro. I know we could win. I knew we could have beat this team anyway. Even the day we lost, I knew this was a game we should have won. And the thing is, so did Andy Reid, and so did Del Rio. I think everybody on the team knew we let this slip away. We cannot let that happen again. That's why I'm saying, San Diego, watch out, because the Raiders are coming with a vengeance, division game, and we can't play. We got to put these guys out like a bad light bulb. Bink! Right in the garbage. I'm telling you. We got to beat San Diego. It was a tough loss because, like I said, we should have won. If we would have run, we would have won. That's all I'm saying about that. Thank you for the call, West Virginia Raider. And our next caller really needs no introduction, but I'm going to do it anyway because I love this guy. Our next caller is Obi-Wan Raider. And he has got a lot of self-control. I'm telling you. I love you, bro.
What the hell was that? Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Raider Nation. I am using every fiber in my body. Every Sunday school sermon that I ever heard in my life, I am remembering every single godly word in the Bible to stop from going on the most epic of effing rants. Obi-Wan Raider calling in from a dejected, a disgusted, a despised, a heart wrenching Spring, Texas. Thank you very much, Oakland Raiders. You actually are in control of your destiny. All you have to do is mend the bleep, 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 mother bleep, 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 bleep up and handle business. These excuses for human beings came into your house. You played like crap with the Raider Nation there behind you, paying their good money for tickets. The least you could have done is come to their house and whoop them. But no, you want to drop a total of 23 passes.
Well, no, I know, brother, that was not the whole of your call, but I understand the gist of it, and we lost this game. They didn't win it. We lost it, and that's the most painful thing I think you're trying to get across here. I know you are. Thank you, brother. It's always good. And our next caller is the Spooky Raider out of Kentucky. I love this guy. What's up, brother?
Raider Greg, this is Spooky Raider again from Kentucky. Man, I'm calling you with all the passion in the world. I'm telling you, we represent here every Sunday in Kentucky. Got the black hole here representing. I got the Raider Mamilia hanging up on the walls. Got Gannon. I got fucking Blitnikoff. I got Tatum. I got everybody hanging up in here. Anyway, Musgrave's got to go. This motherfucker has got to go. Excuse my language, dog. I'm sorry. I know you ain't about that cussing stuff no more, but to come out and play like the biggest throwing shit 5 yards and under ever got, man, I can't even tell you, man. How can you come out and expect to beat a team that plays on the pass? They sit on everything we throw short all game long. And then when the end of the game comes, we want to try to throw a ball up to somebody. Why not do that shit in the first quarter? Why not? Huh? Why not? I mean, we battled. Defense kept us in the game. I'm not going to hate on defense. But you cannot play that conservative all game long and expect to just give you a chance at the end. It's like rolling the dice playing a powerball. You know what? You ain't going to win it doing that shit. You're not. Why can we not come out and apply our will from the beginning to the end and beat these damn teams in the NFL? Because we're a top five team. We're a top five team in the NFL. We got the talent to show it. I know we do. Musgrave has got to go. He sucks as a coordinator. He's a yak, motherfucker. Well, how much yak we get tonight, Musgrave? Not a 1 yard, probably. I'd be surprised if we got 5 yards. I really would. I'm just pissed off right now because this was a game for us for the taking. But let me shed a little positive light for the Raider Nation. We're going to the playoffs. We are going to the playoffs. But if this son of a bitch keeps calling plays like this, it's going to be a short playoff for us. We're going to go on the road to somewhere like Houston and get beat in the first round. That's what I'm saying right now. If we play like this again and keep playing this way, we are going home early in the playoffs. I wanted a playoff game. I wished for a playoff game. I said I'd be happy, but man, I ain't happy for it. The way we're playing right now, the talent we got, we should be competing for a damn Super Bowl right now if we had the coaches, minus Del Rio. I'm all right with Norton, but Musgrave has got to go. He's horrible. He is horrible. I'm just pissed right now. But, hey, maybe something will change. Maybe something will change. It's week to week. We'll see what happens. We got 3 weeks left, 10-3. Not bad. But I cannot stand losing to the Chiefs. I'm going to sign out by saying Raider Nation and the Queefs.
First of all, I love your call, bro. And I know you're dropping those F-bombs out of pure emotion. And Randy and I thought, well, we're going to give you a shot here. I love your call because I love the way you cannot stand the Musgrave. Because I can't stand him either. I don't think anybody else can. We are sick of his yak calls, man. I'm telling you, you know exactly what I'm saying. Those screens, those wide receiver screens to the edge, the 5 yard passes. I mean, the whole game, we should have just run the ball. That's what it should have been. We couldn't pass. Horrible coaching losses this game for sure. I will appreciate if you tone down the F-bombs just a bit next time, because Randy can't be bleeping out everybody's F-bombs. And quite honestly, we want this to be a family show, bro. No, not trying to get on your case or nothing. I love the passion, love the call. Just, you know you can handle that. I know you can. I know we all can. If I can, you can. That's for sure. Thank you for the call, brother. I love it. And our next caller is the Pennsylvania Raider. He's in the house. You know I love you, bro. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Nation? This is Pennsylvania Raider. Well, I don't have to tell you about the game. You all see it. I was at one of the local bars out here with a boy, Raider Chris. He was all upset, pissed off, you know, throwing a tantrum, which, I mean, understandable. Probably 98% of the Raider fans were, but I'm going to throw a little positive spin on this because I think we could all use some positivity after that game. And you got to look at it like this. if we had scored touchdowns instead of field goals on those turnovers, we win the game. If we were fully staffed on defense, we would have won the game. I mean, we only lost by 8. Yeah, we lost. We got swept. We're no longer one in the AFC West. But, Nation, don't worry, because we're going to get these in the playoffs. So don't worry about it. So the media is going to be, all the Chiefs were a much superior team. The Raiders were pretenders. Andy Reid, Alex Smith, and the Chiefs, and Stephen A. Smith, all the Chiefs are the best in the West now, and blah, 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 blah. So you know what? Let them have their little moment. Let them have this next 4 weeks. Let them have this month where people think, oh, the Chiefs are the team to beat. Chiefs and the Patriots are the team to beat. Because you know what, Nation? When we beat them in the playoffs, and we will beat them in the playoffs because the Raiders are going to be pissed after this game, after they see how easily it was to win. So just don't worry. Relax. It's not the end of the world. Everything is going to be fine. And like I said, the Chiefs, hell, they might even lose another game or two during the rest of the season. We might win out. We could still win the West. But even if it doesn't, worst case scenario, Chiefs win the West, and the media and everybody else and the NFL and ESPN, and they put Kansas City and New England at the top tier. They're the teams to beat, and then we beat these bastards in the playoffs. So don't worry about it, Nation. We're going to be fine. We are going to be fine. This is Pennsylvania Raider. I'm out.
I love this call, bro. I love it because it's exactly how I feel about this game. This was our game. We lost it. They didn't win it. And all that garbage about now they're the darlings of the NFL, just like you say, I've heard all the same garbage. It'll be so sweet when we go and play them again and we just hand them a big-time L right in their face because we can beat them. We've proven we can beat them. We just got to get out there and take care of business, which I know we will. So I'm looking forward to this contest as well, bro. Well said, well stated. And I'm not worried. I ain't worried at all. We just got to beat the Chargers, keep stacking up wins. That's all we got to do, just like we have all year. I love the call, brother. And our next caller is also in hostile territory in Kansas. Raider Corey's in the house. Don't feel bad, bro. They didn't win the game. We lost the game. That's a fact, brother.
Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Raider Nation. This is Raider Corey here, reporting from Kansas. About a mile or about an hour away from Arrowhead, and suffered a pretty tough loss today. But you know what? Don't get your head down. Don't get your head down. Keep that head held high. We're still doing all right. We're at 10-3. Now, how many of y'all expected to be 10-3 at the beginning of the season? Because I was looking at maybe a 10-6 season. I'd be happy with that. And you know what? 10-3 right now, not looking too bad. We got Indianapolis. They got some weaknesses. We might be able to make that. San Diego, we always got a shot to beat San Diego. They're a wild card. They are every game. You never know how they're going to play. And we got Denver, who we ran the ball all over. So don't get that head down, all right? But anyway, I'll keep this short. It's a tough loss. I'm not gonna lie. Being deep in Chiefs Kingdom right now, it's tough to muster. But I'll tell you what, I will always rep my silver and black, and regardless of how the season turns out. And the season ain't over. Regardless of how the season turns out, I'm going to be happy. Because how many times have we been 10-3 in the last 20 years? Not very damn many. Right? So, anyway, Raider Greg, Raider Randy, I appreciate all you guys do. I appreciate you guys putting me on the line. pretty much every time I've called, I think. And I want to shout out a couple prayers to some of the guys that have been calling in the last couple weeks, having some rough times in their life. And I want to give a quick shout out to some guy that's been calling in for pretty much as long as I've been listening, Raider Prez. I would like to say I always enjoy listening to your call anytime you come in on the bone line. You seem like a very avid Raider fan, and you know what you're talking about. And it's always fun listening to your call because you always seem to know what you're talking about. But anyway, you guys take her easy, and Raider Nation, we're going to be back next week. Don't you worry about it. All right, Raider Corey out.
Now, this is a classic call from a classic Midwestern Raider fan. Positive to the end. I mean, honestly, I love your call, bro. I love the fact that we have to keep our cool. And that seems to be a steady thing throughout this whole podcast, these calls. Let's keep our cool. Let's keep our head. We've come this far. We've come farther than we thought. And, you know, I believe that all of us deep down know we should have won this game. We're not out of anything. We're not falling apart like we've done in the past. We're not going back to where we have where we'll lose the rest of the season. I don't see it. I see a team ready to continue to launch, go forward, and start kicking some butt the rest of this season and get into the playoffs and play these Chiefs again and show everybody who the real champions are of the AFC West. They're the Raiders of this year. That you can bet on, and I think it's going to happen, bro. Appreciate the love and the props for sure. Keep strong there, man. Wear your stuff like I know you will, because you have nothing to be ashamed about at all, bro. And our next caller is Raider Mike from Eastville, California. Love this guy, man. You got to have mad respect for anybody in the uniform. What's happening, my brother?
Raider Greg, good morning. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Love the show. My name's Raider Mike. I'm calling from Eastville, California. Retired Marine Corps First Sergeant, season ticket holder, Section 219. I want to talk about three things. One, Thursday night. Two, the rest of the schedule. And three, remain positive. First, thinking about that Thursday night game, you know, I really thought we were going to go down there and win. We're going to get revenge after the Chiefs came down to the Coliseum and beat us. But I tell you, you know, with the morning kicking off and finding out Kaliche wasn't going to play, I guess that was kind of a bad omen from the get-go. Going into the game, you know, we had all the drops from the wide receivers. I think that definitely hurt us, killed a lot of our drives. Third, Raider Greg, the spider wire. Did it hit it? Did it not? The way that ball was coming down, you know, the reaction from Maurice Cooper, I'm going to go ahead and say it did, but, you know, call me crazy. Lastly, I think the best thing that came out of that game was the linebacker Derrick Johnson getting hurt. I think it's definitely going to hurt the Chiefs for the rest of their season. Second point is looking at the schedule for the Chiefs. They got the Titans. They're going to win that game. They have the Broncos. That could be a toss-up game where hopefully we can get one back. Then they got to go to San Diego and play the Chargers. And, you know, the deal with Phillip Rivers, don't ever count him out. You know, that could be another blessing. And determining how the way this season plays out, I may be down in San Diego sporting my silver and black, rooting for the Chargers. Looking at the Broncos, they got to play the Patriots. They're not going to win that game. They got to play the Chiefs. Maybe they'll do us a favor. Then they're going to lose to the Raiders at home on New Year's Day. Then I got to look at where we're at, our last three games. We got to play the San Diego Chargers at home in San Diego because 70% of the fans will be wearing silver and black. Then we got to play the Colts, and their offensive line has been real shady and real questionable. And I'm hoping with a healthy Mario Edwards Jr. and God willing, Alden Smith returns. You know, I could just see Mac, Irvin, Alden, and Mario having a field day. Again, that last game of the season versus the Broncos, I just think that we've owned those dudes. When they came to the Coliseum last year and won on that fluke Blue Angel flyover, you know, then we went to their house and Mac had that big 5-sack game. They came down to us this year. TJ Ward ran his mouth a little bit, and we know the outcome of that. It was the best one-sided game when we spanked the Broncos. So I see us going to that last game of the season, you know, going down there and taking care of business. My last point, Raider Greg, is when this season started, all I wanted was a winning record and a shot at possibly being a wild card. We're sitting at 10-3. I think the odds are in our favor. You know, I've already booked my airfare for the divisional playoff game in Oakland. God willing, cross your fingers, that's still going to happen. We're in real good shape going into the last three games. Again, love listening to your show. Look forward to hearing from you soon. And lastly, before I call off, where has the money man been?
Absolutely fantastic call, bro. Fantastic call. Yeah, you know, we have a lot of positives this year. I mean, if any one of us would have looked at each other and said, we're going to win 10 games. There were some people saying that at the beginning of the year. I said, no way. We start this year the way we started. I said 7, 6 maybe. And look where we are. We're on our way to a playoff berth, whether it be a wild card or divisional. We got it. It's all in our hands. We have control. We don't have to wait for someone else to do something crazy. I do hope the Broncos beat the Chiefs. I'd love for the Chargers to beat the Chiefs because then it's game over, regardless of what we do. But either way, we have our cards are in our own hands. And that last game against the Chiefs, we certainly could have won it. We gave it away. I don't think they'll make that mistake again the rest of the year. Let's just keep our fingers crossed and be positive about the rest of this season. It has been epic. It has been awesome. And the Raider Nation deserves this. And I think this young team is one of those teams that could run the table. I mean, just like we did before with Marcus Allen. So I have no doubt that there's a lot of fight left in this dog, for sure. I appreciate all the positives, bro. We all do. And your service to our country is invaluable, man. God bless you and all of those who wear the uniform for the United States of America, the best country on the planet by far. Well, that is it for this edition of the Raider Nation podcast. I thank all that have contributed, all that try to get on. And Money Man, you know, you got to get back here, bro. People are calling you out. I hope you're okay this year. I hope there's nothing going on with you health-wise or family-wise that's keeping you off the show, bro. Anyway, God bless the Raider Nation, man. God bless the Raiders themselves with their young Christian quarterback Carr. Let me just say this again. My prayers go out to all that are traveling to see friends and family this holiday season. Please be safe. Be good humans. Be good Christians. More to the point, God is calling. Open the door, man. He's standing there, and he's got your salvation in his hand. I am Raider Greg, and I am out. Team pride by charging Raiders.